The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Me and Del now for the rest of the way. We got Keith, who's been waiting a while to talk on the show. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm watching you on Twitter right now on the 97.5 feed. You know, there's a link you can click on for Twitch. And, boy, you're right, John. This stream chat is brutal. I mean, there's a guy who said that Lance has hamster cheeks. God, some of the things these people say. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about was comment, you know, you guys were talking earlier about, you know, the next Texans head coach with this new rule in effect. And I think Eric Bieniemy should certainly get some consideration. But I would love to see Dabo Swinney get an interview. And one of the reasons I would like is I love what they do with the up-tempo at Clemson. And the Texans don't run enough of it with Deshaun. I think he would be awesome in an up-tempo. And what are your thoughts? Would he even get an interview? Do you think he'd be interested? What do you think of Dabo as head coach of the Texans?
That's the main question, is whether or not he'd be interested, going from, you know, the number one one or two program in the country to the Texans, which has got a lot of problems. Now, he would have Michael Jordan, who he called Michael Jordan, Deshaun Watson. I think it would be a feather in the Texans camp as far as keeping Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, I think, would agree wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Deshaun wants to be part of the general manager search, of the coaching search, of the player personnel, all of these things. We did a sports map video, Lance and I did one yesterday on that very thing. So you can watch that.
On sports map?
On sports map. But yeah, I think Dabo would be awesome. If Dabo Swinney would come here, man, right now you do that deal. Right now you do it.
And he's a good Christian guy too, isn't he?
He's a, yes. Yes, I guess he and Easterby are boys, right?
I don't know that. I don't know.
I've heard that there is a Dabo and Easterby connection.
Well, the thing would be, would Dabo be willing to go from all-powerful in his program to a guy who answers to someone? Because if we get the hierarchy that we'd like the general manager to be hired, and then the GM to say, oh, I like Dabo, I think he'll work here, but Dabo will answer to me. Or at least I have say when it comes to personnel. We can work on other things, but I'm the final say. Would a college coach like Dabo be cool with that? We've seen Bill O'Brien be okay with it for like a year or two and then grab for power. Nick Saban was given all say in Miami, so he didn't have to worry about it. That would be the one thing Dabo would have to get his head around.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know a couple college coaches have gone pro. They love not having to recruit. They love it. Now, the players have more power. The players make more, a lot of, in some instances, maybe not a lot of instances, what with Pete Carroll's $14 million deal. But, you know, and I'm sure Dabo would get paid. He would get paid. That's another thing. Can the Texans afford a Dabo?
Yeah, Clemson will do everything they can to keep that dude around.
There's another deal on that. Hey, how about that? An NFL team can't compete with a college.
They could, but would they be willing to match
what
Clemson is going to go to?
Especially a guy who's never coached at the NFL level. Yeah. I mean, is that, you know, it doesn't work out all the time. As a matter of fact, it's rare that it works out.
Yeah. Pete Carroll's, as you mentioned, is one of the rare ones.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh did
but,
it, too.
But Pete Carroll went from NFL to college back to NFL. True.
I don't know where – did Jim Harbaugh, was he an assistant in the NFL before he went to the college ranks and came back? I'm not sure how – but he never was a head coach in the NFL before.
No, and he did pretty damn well at San Francisco.
So it happens, and we have the other examples where it doesn't. Huh. I mean, the Dabo thing is interesting because Dabo doesn't – we talked about this before. He doesn't have a particular expertise because he's never been a coordinator, but you want him to be a leader of men, which he's proven he can – or not even – well, they're not. They're young men. He's been a leader of young men at the college level. Will that rah-rah stuff that worked in college, will it work for a team that's not going to be – probably – you have Deshaun, but you're not going to be good early. Will guys be willing to sit through some of Dabo's hunk, oh, shucks type of stuff if they're not good early?
No. Well, no. I mean, it's not going to play at the NFL level. That, you know what? Being a good guy, though, and being a guy that guys want to play for, that is good. That, you know what? And not only that, at the NFL level, I mean, we saw the Jets competing the other night. They suck. They were playing their asses off, though. You know what you're playing for? Not that coach. You're playing for that paycheck. You don't play. You don't play hard. You get that. You got that tape that guys look at. You ain't going to be in the league long.
Oh, I'm not suggesting they wouldn't play hard, but will if things, like I said, if things aren't, will there be buy-in? Because once you get on the field, you're going to play hard because you don't want to get embarrassed. That's embarrassing to get to look bad on the field.
No, but I think Dabo brings some credibility now. I mean, those guys see Dabo playing for a national championship about every year. So, I think that, and oh, by the way, we'll find out. I mean, he's got to hire the right coordinators and, you know, but NFL coach is CEO now. That's all.
Well, not all of them. Cliff's not a CEO.
No, Cliff's hands on. There's no
Reed's
question.
Hands on. It just depends on who you are.
That's true. But look at Vrabel. There are so many guys. John Harbaugh.
You can do it either.
John Harbaugh's been in the league for how long, doing it well, and he's a CEO.
Yeah, it just depends on your background. Andy right. Reid was going to call plays.
Maybe. And Dabo ain't doing that.
Yeah, he's not going to do it.
He's not doing that. So he'd be a CEO here, and I think he brings plenty of credibility. Even though he hasn't done it at the NFL level, those guys, he's been in the national spotlight for a long time. I would love a Dabo.
I'm not necessarily bought in just because it's whatever. That's just my thing. Differing of opinion. I don't know. I don't see the translation. But who knows? Maybe he's a guy who transforms that organization. But
you know, Pete. It's not unlike Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's a rah rah guy. Pete Carroll is a fun guy. I was talking to Zoe about him. He said, "Man, I'll tell you, that guy. You know, there's a reason. He's 69. He's going to be 74 years old when that contract is up. He'll be 74. But you know what? He's got the most energy in the room. He is just a ball of energy. He's a great guy. Everybody loves him. He's joking. He's just having a great time. And yet you got to respect what he's done. And he's just.
Well, Pete Carroll had some legit pelts on the wall from the NFL. He was a defensive coordinator in multiple places and a good one. So in the NFL before he got the head coaching. Yeah. So he's done that work. But I know what you're saying. Yeah, he at USC, that became his thing.
That's funny, though. Zoe told a story. He was in the interview room with the players at the combine. And the player come in and goes, "Hey, this is Pete Carroll." He goes, "How you doing, sir?" He goes, "Do you know who I am?" He goes, "No, sir." Like, national championship, Super Bowl win. It doesn't ring a bell? No, sir.
That speaks to how many guys are actually watching football. Some of them play.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Yeah. And, you know, right, they don't. These kids, that ain't about how many pelts he's got. They have no idea where he was defensive coordinator. Don't care. It's what, you know, how much money are you going to pay me? Yeah. And how many, are we going to win some games?
That was more about me thinking Dabo and Pete are a little different as far as, because Dabo has not done what Pete has done at the NFL level, and it doesn't preclude Dabo from being successful. I just don't think they're that much alike other than their personalities, because Pete Carroll was a legit defensive coordinator at the NFL level for multiple years in multiple places. That's why he got a head coaching job in the NFL. Dabo, I don't know if he's an unknown. You're right. You're going to know Dabo. I'm just not as locked in thinking it'll work, but who knows? But it's a fantasy at this point because they don't even have a GM. And who knows who the GM wants?
Yeah. 1013 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Look, we got a call in. Let's get more calls. He was enthusiastic, too. I like that call, Keith. Keith's out there going, yeah, let's go.
And he watches the Twitch.
And he's on Twitch right now, too. Let's go. I want to talk about, you know, see, that's the kind of guy you want to hire, right? That's the kind of guy who he's enthusiastic. He's ready to go. And that's what ZipRecruiter is looking for you. Do you have a job opening? Well, how about right now? ZipRecruiter says for absolutely free, you can try ZipRecruiter for your first time. Absolutely free. All you got to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/John. It's so hard these days. ZipRecruiter.com/John. It's so difficult to find the right person with all of these qualified applicants right now, who's going to fit perfectly into your business? So there's one place that you can go where hiring is simple and it's smart. Place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/John. It does all the work for you. They're powerful matching technology, and that's what it is. There were words, keywords, what you do in the objective, in your work history, all of these things that they find. They find the right experience, actively invite them to apply for your job. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the ones that are perfect for you. ZipRecruiter is so effective. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter.com/John. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/John.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Man, Twitch, I'm telling you, these people are, there's some brutal, brutal people in here.
Well, think about it. It's like a message board. You can't see them. You don't know what they look like, and they're using usernames. They can say whatever they want.
They can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's not like they have to put up a profile or...
No, it's none of that. You just sign in, and no one knows who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Their names, Fug Around and Find Out.
Okay.
The Lone Ranger, 70... Asymmetricus. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Virgin Buttonweed. Virginia Buttonweed. I'm sorry. Virginia Buttonweed. I apologize, Virginia.
Yeah, get that name right.
I don't know what that's about. Boy, one guy went after Lance hard. Don't do that. That's ugly, people.
I mean, you can do it, but...
Well, I know, but that's not... We're not trying not to do that here. We're trying to be nice people. What happened to being a nice person anymore?
What would you know about it?
Social media.
You're not nice, and you're rarely on social media.
I'm the nicest person you know.
Whew. That feels like a lie.
No. I'm the nicest.
No, I can actually tell you, because you're talking about the nicest people I know, and that's not correct.
Yeah.
You're not the nicest person I know.
The nicest person you know.
No.
Me.
Not a chance. You want me to rank them? If just the people who work here who I think are nicer than you?
There are no other people nicer than me.
Michael Carroll's nicer than you.
No. Well, Michael Carroll's the nicest person in the world.
Of course. So that's one already. We've already figured out you're not the nicest person.
That's it.
I mean, AJ's probably nicer than you.
AJ?
That's how awful you are.
AJ!
Yes. That's how awful you are. Remember.
That's the biggest lie you've ever seen. You lie all the time.
I don't. Remember where I'm coming from. AJ's the one who will schedule me on Sundays, and I still think he's nicer than you.
That doesn't say much for me.
No.
Alex Cora apologized. You buying it?
What do I care?
How do you
about
feel
his
about it?
I don't care about his apology because we stop it. I hate baseball so much. Stop pretending. The Red Sox wouldn't have cared if he apologized or not. I'm sure he feels bad. And you sat out for a year. Your name was besmirched, but really it wasn't. Because you know what? what did they do? They pretty much said it wasn't your fault. He didn't really do anything. It was that video coordinator guy. So he doesn't even have the stench of cheating with the Red Sox on him.
No, but he had this. I was spending time in my home for the wrong reasons. I deserved what happened this year. I'm not proud of it. In the end, I got my penalty and served it. And I got my ring, and I got two rings.
Yeah.
And I got two rings, and I got my job back.
Huge punishment. You got to sit out a year.
Paid.
He's going to get his money back.
A guy from the from USA Today wrote an article that I couldn't get to because I've got my blockers on, so I can't read USA Today. But he says that Jeff Luhnow is going about it the wrong way. This is going to go poorly for Jeff Luhnow.
Because he's attacking baseball?
Because he's not. If you say you're sorry. I mean, do you liken it to Roger Clemens fighting it in court? And nobody believed him.
No.
And you know what? What's going to happen with Jeff Luhnow?
No one's
going to. He's going to win, and nobody's going to believe
him. No one's going to care. If Jeff Luhnow believes what he's saying, what does it hurt to fight him? Get your day in court. That's what we always hear.
Get that bag.
Get that and tell the world that, hey, baseball made me a sacrificial lamb. Or the Astros did, excuse me, because they wanted to protect their title. That's fine. And then we get to know that that baseball was dealing underhandedly. Hey, we would take your title away, but if you just fire this guy, we'll keep it. You get to keep it. I want to hear it all. If that's the decision baseball made, I want to hear it. It wasn't just we wanted to keep that integrity in place, but we do want to punish the individuals. Let us know that you're bargaining with the World Series title.
Well, we will. We're going to hear a lot of stuff that I think the commissioner's not going to want out there. We're going to hear plenty of stuff, like how he was a target as opposed to it came naturally that he. He says he knows, and we'll see, and I certainly believe it, that the decision took a lot longer because they were specifically just looking for Luhnow evidence, just Luhnow, so that they could accuse him and he could take the fall.
And why did they want to attack Jeff Luhnow? No, I'm actually asking.
Because they couldn't get Crane, they couldn't get the players, they got AJ, they got Cora, they got Beltran, but they needed to get. They needed more. So Jeff Luhnow had to go down with this ship, even if it was for now. But it wasn't. They said, well, we've got evidence that you knew. Well, you know, institutional control.
Lack of institutional control.
Lack of institutional control. I guess that you could make that argument, a lack of institutional control, but that's not what they said. They said Jeff Luhnow knew, and he's spending a year.
But the problem for baseball is getting Jeff Luhnow, Cora, Beltran didn't even get it. The Mets just said, we can't have you around. And Hinch didn't satisfy the masses. The masses wanted player punishment. They wanted the World Series taken away. So you needed Jeff Luhnow. It didn't help you. People were still furious.
They had immunity, though.
No, I'm not saying I get how it happened.
Right.
But the whole let's target Jeff Luhnow because we need blood in the – we need that. It didn't help. People were still furious.
Well, I don't – even if those players sat this year
– I think people would have felt a lot better.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
If Altuve, despite the fact with that little informal reviewer, search said he didn't really use it as much as most, if you told the baseball world that they would have taken George Springer, you're sitting, Correa, you're sitting, all the guys who were involved, you're sitting – and Luhnow and Hinch kept their jobs, people would have felt better about the players taking it.
Yeah, that's true, but you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it that way. Yeah. You would have got nothing out of it.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's our legal system.
So they took their shot at Luhnow, and people in baseball are still upset. It didn't help them.
What are the odds that it actually comes to a civil suit? I think Crane's going to have to
settle.
He will have to settle.
I don't think. Well, if it comes out that they negotiated World Series title over his job, I don't think they want that out there.
Well, you know, Luno's going to get, I want every single email or phone call between Jim Crane and the commissioner's office. I want to know everything that they talked about, every text, every email, everything that we can possibly get. And I'm sure they don't want that out there.
Well, we are in the middle of a fishing expedition when it comes to voter fraud, and it turns out so far nothing's been found. If Luno is better at finding evidence than, you know, the GOP, no, they don't want any of that out of there. They don't. The Astros, Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball may come to the Astros and go, "Hey, figure this out. We don't need.
Yeah.
We don't need this back and forth."
Jim, you owe him 22. Give him 15.
Yeah. Find a way to get this behind us.
Yes, we want. I do. We do not need this. We do not need this. How about the other? Hey, maybe the other owners can kick in
something, because we feel like we had a World Series where the Dodgers can feel like they've been made whole.
I was joking about that. The other owners would be. No. Are you kidding? He cheats.
Yeah, they would.
And I got to pay off the guy.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
That cheated, really?
Look, we had a shortened season where the Dodgers finally feel vindicated. They won the World Series. They can feel whole again. We're trying to get past this. We don't need a long legal fight where discovery is being
done. No. And oh, by the way, we're going to get deposed. All of that.
Nope. Find a way, Mr. Crane, to settle this.
Are we off the air?
I can't know that from here.
No. Somebody asked, "Are we off? Are we off? What do you people think? Are we off the air?"
Well, the Twitch.
Well, the Twitch people can't answer, because that's not going to be off the air. They can't answer. But you know, you can catch us if it's not on 97.5. You can catch us on 92.5. Of course, if you're not can't hear us on 97.5,
can't hear this.
That's useless, because those people on 92.5 already know.
Yes.
Right.
It's a very difficult way to get people over when they can't hear you telling them to go over to something else.
Yeah. Right. If you can't hear me telling you to go over, then you can't.
And if you could hear him, why would you go over?
I don't care.
Yeah, it's all screwed up.
1026 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Come hang.
This Veterans Day, ESPN 97.5 says thank you to all who have served and sacrificed. We thank you. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, CBS doesn't have a noon game anyway. They do a 2:30 game. They don't
Sundays,
do an 11 o'clock game.
On Sundays? On NFL Sunday?
Oh, noon game Sunday.
Yeah, John, what you didn't hear, the previous part of the conversation was me yelling at John about his dumbass sport, golf. No noon game.
Oh, dumbass sport golf. You mean the biggest tournament in the history of the world?
No, if you weren't aware, because the Masters have to be in November this year because of obvious reasons, there will be no noon CBS games this week.
Yeah, who cares?
Trash-ass Masters.
The Texans are on Fox, right?
That doesn't help. Who wants to watch the Texans play?
That's the only game that counts. That's the only important game.
It does for me, because I need a big loss.
But we got Sunday at the Masters, and you're worried about the noon game on CBS?
There's less football on
at
that time
Italian
of the day because of
God.
The stupid Masters.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're worried about a noon Sunday game between the Jags and the Titans instead of the Masters.
No, I could have watched Tua versus Herbert at that time.
That's,
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can watch it in a bar.
No, I can watch it anywhere. I'm just saying I could have watched it at noon instead of having to wait till like 3:10, 3:15. That's what I'm saying. The game is still on. I'll be able to see it. What I'm saying, because I got ways to see it. I'm just saying I'd rather watch it at noon.
Well, what? Whoa.
There are CBS games on that day, just not at noon.
Oh, they have no games at noon.
No, pretty much no AFC games unless they put them on Fox at noon.
I gotcha.
Yeah. That's all.
Ah.
Stupid Masters.
Yeah, well, the Texans are on Fox because they're playing at noon.
Yeah. So, yeah, there'll be games on. I'm just saying. The Masters is ruining
my
experience.
Well, but you can go back and forth and switch to the Masters.
Okay, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Right.
I'm going to switch back and forth.
So, Missouri and Georgia, not playing.
Who has the issue now, Georgia?
Missouri.
Oh, so that's,
they had a position that didn't field enough players.
So that is four SEC games.
Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M, Tennessee, Georgia, Missouri, Auburn, Mississippi State.
So only six of the SEC teams are playing this weekend.
And apparently CBS is not going to field a 2:30 SEC game.
No.
They're like, we ain't doing Vanderbilt, Kentucky.
No.
We ain't going to do that.
And Billy Lucci tweeted out that because of this cancellation between Tennessee and – or not cancellation, but postponement between Tennessee and A&M, the A&M Ole Miss game is probably going to be off too, because they the only one person is expected to be ready to go for that game who's currently now in isolation or quarantine.
Really?
Because some of them are contact tracing, as Jimbo talked about yesterday. Some of them are tested positive. Apparently two guys tested positive. The rest is contact tracing. Only one of those players is going to be available. So they're probably not going to play that Ole Miss game the week after either.
Memphis Navy canceled or postponed. Air Force Wyoming canceled. UL Monroe, Arkansas State postponed. So they're going to play. Well, I don't know. This has got LSU and Alabama postponed, but what are they? They don't have a date for it.
Yeah, the caveat is they could play it on the 19th, which is the same day as the SEC title game, except Alabama's going to be in that game.
Yeah.
Now, if the...
And LSU won't be.
No, they won't be. So LSU will just miss out on the game. They probably don't mind it so much. Now, A&M, the likelihood is they won't be in that game. So they may play, if they actually can't play the Ole Miss game, they may play a game on the 12th and then a game on the 19th.
Right. Play the same day as the championship game.
Yeah, which is the Big Ten is in it. Pac-12 doing anyway. So
they won't be in that game. Alabama's got to lose two games.
That's what I'm saying. So what I was saying, it won't be unique that weekend or championship weekend, because a lot of teams like the Pac-12 and the Big Ten have already set up where their teams are still going to play on championship weekend. They'll just play the second place team in each division. So they'll do that. So SEC won't be unique in that. There are a lot of conferences doing that.
So zero. Well, CBS wouldn't have a 2:30 game this week anyway because of the Masters.
No, they were. I think they had.
They were going to do
a 5 p.m. game.
Well, the 5 p.m. game was ESPN. That was going to be LSU Alabama.
Yeah, but
were they going to do a night game, a 6:30 game? They can only do one night game a year.
Yeah, and they've already
maybe
did
they
it.
Were just going to skip SEC this week.
Possibly. I don't know who was on the schedule. No, I thought it was Alabama. I don't know. You're right. It wasn't going to be Alabama.
I thought Alabama LSU was ESPN.
No, you're right. It wasn't going to be that game. It was going to be something else. Possibly.
Looking at the schedule, though, there are zero interesting games this week.
Yeah, you're gonna have to dig through to find something.
Zero top 25 teams playing each other.
I am interested because of history of the BC Notre Dame game. BC's pretty good. They didn't play particularly well against Syracuse last week, maybe because they were kind of overlooking them because they had Notre Dame coming up. I just want to see if history repeats itself. Notre Dame beats the number one team at home and then loses the next week, like 93 against Florida State, and then they lost to Boston College. Can Boston College pull it off again? And you know what? The Boston College quarterback, former Notre Dame transfer. So a little intrigue if you're looking for something. I would tune in and see how that game goes, because we know Boston College had a double-digit lead against Clemson in the game a couple weeks ago, so they have proven they can play with the best, at least for a little while. So that's the game I will care about that doesn't have anything to do with the University of Miami.
Yeah, Djurkovic?
Yeah, Phil Yurkovich. I don't think it's Djurkovic. At least if I was him, I wouldn't be called. I wouldn't
Djurkovic.
Wouldn't be called no, it's Yurkovich.
There used to be a guy in the NFL, Djurkovic. Boston College does give him. I mean, how fitting would it be after they beat Clemson that they come up short against?
I'm sure. I don't know if it'll be brought up because none of those kids were even alive.
No.
No, they 93. They would have been alive.
Right? No.
No, they wouldn't have been. I'm saying. Heck. No, I'm thinking of 2003. They wouldn't have even been alive at the time. But I'm sure it'll be brought up around the school. I'm sure it'll be brought up all the time. We'll see if they avoid that issue. Your Kevin Sumlin has his first game this weekend.
Yep.
Hosting USC.
Going to go against USC.
Probably not great, but USC's looked vulnerable quite a bit against Arizona State.
You want to know the truth? Of all the games, well, I want to see Michigan, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I want to see them get their – and I want to see the superstar. I want to see the number one pick in the draft, who? Graham Mertz.
He's not the number one pick in the draft.
And I want to see SMU at Tulsa. That's actually one of the better games this weekend.
Underrated because it's the Big Ten and they're both boring teams to look at. Northwestern, Purdue, both undefeated. Might determine one. I don't know which side Purdue is on, if they're on the east or the west. But no, that one is a game you can look at and go, I don't know any of these players, but they're two pretty good teams, both 2-0 in conference. Actually, maybe 3-0 in conference now.
Actually, I wouldn't. You know what? Don't sleep on Arizona and USC.
That's what I'm saying.
Grant Cannell.
Take a look. I mean, it's a big year for Kevin Sumlin. Grant Gunnell is now the clear starter.
I talked to Noel Mazzoni in the offseason. He was like, dude can go. He can play.
Yeah, from what school did he go to here?
St. Pius.
So, Purdue had a game canceled because Wisconsin had issues, but Purdue Northwestern both undefeated in conference, 3-0 for Northwestern, Purdue 2-0. So that's a game late that if you're trying to find something to watch, I'd take a look at that. At least it features two teams competing for a division title. But Michigan and Wisconsin are on at the same time, so probably going to get overshadowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then our Cougs. Cougs are playing 2 o'clock in South Florida.
Winnable game, and
a game that they really need to win.
They really need to win that.
They really, really, really need to win that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. As far as the entire schedule, maybe Ohio State's probably going to kill Maryland, but Maryland looked pretty good throwing the football around. Talia, Tua's brother, got the ability to throw.
He can sling it now. And they're coming off. Well, they're coming off a real emotional win too.
Yeah, they beat Penn State,
That's never good.
So we'll see. But Ohio State at Maryland, you got to really try to find games that interest you because
it's really a bad schedule.
Yeah, none of them kind of pop for you.
No,
but you can find some stuff
with all these SEC games down.
Yeah, if you care a lot about SEC football, it's going to be a tough week for you.
Yeah. But you do have Arkansas at Florida.
That's interesting a little bit.
A little bit, but not too much.
Not really, but Arkansas is much better than we thought. And Florida might be without Kyle Pitts, and that offense didn't look the same when he left. So, like I said, you got to try. You got to really try to get yourself interested.
Vanderbilt at Kentucky.
No.
Nope. Not very interested.
That's boring.
Well, you got Penn State at Nebraska.
Who's going to finally get a win?
Somebody's going to get a win.
Yeah.
What are they, 0-5 together?
Combined 0-5.
Combined 0-5.
Somebody's got to find a victory.
Man, talk about, I'm telling you, my buddy, well, Elmer, you know him.
Yep.
He was like, I'm excited about this team. I think we can win the Big Ten. I think we got a team, man. I was like, okay. Right. I think we can beat Ohio State this year. Okay. And slap, slap, slap.
Yeah, so they lost, what's his name, the linebacker? I always forget his name. Micah Parsons.
Micah.
He opted out, and then they lost their top two running backs to injury before, like, four snaps were taken.
Yeah, but you still...
No, I'm just telling you, they went from a team with maybe some elite talent, and that elite talent's kind of dissipated really quickly. But you probably shouldn't lose to Maryland by really three scores. They scored a late garbage time touchdown, or they would have been beat 35-13 by Maryland at home.
Yep. How about Louisiana this year, dude?
The state or the school?
The school.
Yeah, they got South Alabama this week. They didn't fall apart. What I mean to say is they kind of went by the wayside a little bit. I think they lost to Coastal.
Coastal by 3.
Yeah, it was a close game, and people have kind of forgotten about them. But
Coastal's a good football team.
They're a really good football team. But Louisiana is in the top 25 still. But they're in the midst of their Sun Belt schedule, so not many people are paying attention now. But particularly when there's another team in that same realm that's getting all the attention, Coastal is. But they got South Alabama this week. That's a game they should win.
Yeah. No, absolutely. They got a good quarterback at USL, at Louisiana. He can go. Dude can run now.
And if you want, we don't want like watching them because of their field, but Coastal has this unique offense.
Oh, it's the worst field in the country.
It's pretty much the option just from shotgun and pistol formation. It's a lot of misdirection, a lot of getting linebackers' eyes in the right wrong spot. So if you're like a X and O football guy, watch Coastal play. If you can ignore the teal field, they do a lot of things to put defenses under stress, and it's worked out for them. 7-0, trying to get to 8-0. And they have a game against Liberty later in the year.
This quarterback from Louisiana reminds me of Brian Mitchell.
The running back?
Back in the day. Brian Mitchell was quarterback at USL.
Okay.
Brian Mitchell was a badass, man. 1041 ESPN, 97.5. Turned into a running back and a kick returner in the NFL. 713-780-3776. Actually, don't call, because what we're going to do now is News of the Weird. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN, 97.5.
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5. This dude, Jair Bolsonaro. Mm-hmm. he's interesting.
The president of Brazil?
Yeah, the president of Brazil. He wants Brazil to not deal with COVID-19 pandemic like the F word.
Which F word?
The other one.
The one that'll get you canceled, that F word?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that refers to homosexuals.
A slur. Okay.
Yeah, it's a slur.
Okay.
Homosexuals. Hey, Brazil, don't deal with COVID-19. Like, what? Oof. Dude, oof. He don't care.
Well, that guy has been.
He is the Trump of he don't care. Brazil.
Yeah, that's his lane. He's been that guy for a little bit.
All anyone talks about these days is the pandemic. We need to stop that. I regret the deaths. I really do. But we're all going to die someday. There's no use fleeing reality. We have to stop being a country of... Whew. We have to face up to it and fight. Whew. I hate this stuff. What? Whew. Wow. But he is inclusive. He included, you know, heterosexuals. That's all.
Well, Jair Bolsonaro.
Yeah.
He is one of the world leaders who did not really congratulate President-elect Biden, because that's been a thing. But I think he and Trump are aligned.
Yeah, he's far right.
Yeah, so he did
not. He's not really down with the lefties.
No, not
in America or anywhere else.
Oh, you mean
he's not?
You mean when he actually has a statement where he uses the F word? You think he's not aligned with the lefties?
I just think, yeah, that doesn't sound very, very leftish to me.
Nah.
I don't know.
He's a retired.
It's only one statement, but
let's go through his history. I imagine other things have been questionable, at least in our American eyes.
Oh no! He's questionable all the time. He's extremely questionable. He's the Q word. So New Zealand is having a voter fraud problem.
Like ours?
Well, they've discovered 1,500 fraudulent votes in an election on birds.
What?
The candidates have feathers, policy platforms, non-existent. It's the bird of the year vote.
Oh, okay.
And they found that they have 1,500 fraudulent votes in this election.
Are dead people voting for birds?
Briefly pushing the little spotted kiwi to the top of the leaderboard.
And is that an upset? Did someone think another bird would win?
Well, apparently the little spotted kiwi wasn't getting there without some shadiness. I feel bad for the other birds.
I hope the elected officials or appointed officials and officials in those precincts or whatever they're called in Australia come out and tell us whether there's been fraud. Confirm or deny. Because the little spotted kiwi shouldn't win if they didn't get the votes. Don't disenfranchise all those people who voted for another bird.
Florida is handling rioting probably a little bit different than anyone else. Ron DeSantis, the governor?
Yes.
Yeah. Ahead of Veterans Day, I'm pleased to highlight state resources available for veteran-owned businesses. And here it is. What he's moving to do is allowing citizens to shoot looters and rioters. It makes it legal. The legislation in an attempt to prevent violent and disorderly assemblies by permitting violence against anyone involved in the interruption or impairment of a business, reportedly described in the draft as being a burglary within 500 feet of violent or disorderly assembly. Which means if you're rioting, I can open fire on you.
It would dissuade people.
Yeah.
Like, well, a person with any sense, if I was told that, hey, without any repercussion, someone could shoot me. if you did a certain thing, I probably wouldn't do it. Namely, getting shot in the street because you tried to break into someone's business. How's it going over?
I guess it's going to be. I think guess it's going to be just fine. I think it's going to be fun. We're going to see interesting stuff, I'm pretty sure.
It's Florida. It'll probably just roll off everyone's back.
Yeah. I mean, who cares?
It's Florida.
You know what? All you're going to do is kill a bunch of meth heads. Well, man. I'm anti-looting.
So am I.
But I'm also opening fire. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like some people who don't deserve it are going to get shot.
Probably. But if you're running in the store to go grab something.
Oh, I'm not suggesting that some people who do, if you think they deserve it, you can decide who deserves what, are going to get shot under the law. Maybe that'll be lawful. But I feel like just there are going to be some misfirings on people who don't even deserve that punishment. I don't trust people. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, a white Pennsylvania former candidate has tweeted he was black and gay.
I saw that. It became a huge thing on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm a black guy, but I'm a black gay guy. And I can personally say that Obama did nothing for me. My life only changed a little bit, and it was for the worst. For the worse. Everything is so much better under Trump, though. I feel respected, which I never do when Democrats are involved.
And because the internet doesn't let things like this slide, they did their research. Turns out he just forgot to log into his burner account. And on his burner account, there's an avatar of it's a cartoon, I guess, dark-skinned person with a beanie on. And he was using that as his avatar. He just forgot to log into the right account to pretend to be a black gay guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't look like a black gay guy.
He doesn't look like anything in that descriptor. No. Black. He does look like a guy, but neither black, and I don't know what a gay guy looks like, but he looks like a white conservative dude pretending to be a black gay
and
guy.
Then somehow Patti LaBelle's relative got involved, and I really can't go that deep into it.
Well, I tell you, it was all over the internet, all over Twitter yesterday.
It was.
Yeah, it became a huge thing for people.
Burner accounts are, you know what, the only one that gets burned, Dell. When you use a burner account, you're the only one that's going to eventually get burned.
Watch out, Houston. That was a dad joke.
When you assume, Dell, what happens?
I believe I was told it makes an ass out of you and me.
Thank you.
Yes.
The White House is threatening to fire anyone who tries to quit.
I saw that, like, because of what appears to be a lawful election that elected someone else, that anyone who's found out to be looking for another job, you know, as you get ready because you won't have a job come January 20th, you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also saw where someone got fired either because they refused to do something or it was just time for a change, according to the administration. People were applauding him, this person, as they were walking out. And then the administration goes, we're going to need the names of anyone who applauded this person as they left so we can fire them.
Just, well, here's the deal, though. You catch unemployment if you get fired. You don't if you quit. That's so true. I'm going to let it be known.
That's true. But like your initial story, they're not trying to quit. They're just looking for next.
That's all right. You can fire me. I get unemployment. I'm not going to be working in 2 months anyway.
Either way, yeah.
Either way.
But will you want to collect the check, your paycheck, and then go on unemployment? Or do you want to go on unemployment now?
You know what? I'm good. I'm good. Just give me that unemployment check.
Just make sure.
Thanks. So Mississippi Republican lawmaker, he did not like that Biden won.
What did he do, John?
He wants to succeed from the union.
Does he have the power to do that?
Well, he wants to succeed, not secede.
Oh.
He didn't even know.
He used the U.
It's not succeed.
What type of lawmaker? Is he a state senator, state legislator, state house representative? What does he do?
Robert Foster. Let's see. He is Mississippi Republican rep, Price Wallace. He's a representative, House of Representatives.
For the U.S.? Or?
State House Representative.
State House Representative.
Yeah.
I feel like you should probably know how to secede if you want to succeed.
He should probably know that it's not succeed.
Yeah, these are things you should know.
Two things you should know. You're not succeeding from the... Succeed is to win. to secede is to pull away from the union. So that's not the way to do it.
He was also at one point a gubernatorial candidate.
He was.
Did not work out for him, clearly.
Did you see what Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is offering?
Is he offering buku bucks?
$1 million to people who report for reports of voter fraud in Texas.
Huh. Will he pay them to make false claims like some people?
Like some people. You want to tell the story?
Yeah, if you missed it yesterday, the U.S. Postal Service, which apparently has a really good enforcement arm, because I believe they're the same people who arrested Steve Bannon, there was in Pennsylvania, a quote-unquote whistleblower claimed that he saw fraud in the election, votes were being changed for Biden or something along those lines. So they asked him, what happened? What'd you see? Tell us. He recanted, and apparently the word is that he was paid $130,000 for his initial story.
I want to get paid $130,000 to lie.
It's not a bad look. Not a bad
grift. Who's coming up with that cake?
Well, apparently, allegedly, it came from, let's just say, unnamed dark money that flowed through the GOP.
Unnamed dark money.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
It just means that we...
Is that like what the Astros did?
No.
Dark arts?
It was filtered through a company that isn't directly related to the GOP, but that's what some people believe. It came from the GOP to pay this person to lie about election fraud.
Huh.
Because apparently that's a thing we do now.
I don't believe the GOP would do that.
No?
No.
You're right. I think you're right, too. I don't think an entire party, not the entire party, but most of the party who has, since the results were not finalized, because that happens in December, but since the media called Biden the president-elect, you haven't noticed a particular slant on how the election went?
I don't think something like that could ever happen, Dell, or breaking into a hotel. Or what if Democratic? None of that.
None of that can happen.
Not today.
Man, congratulations to that man. I hope he got to keep his money.
Yeah, right.
You already paid me. Well, yeah. He should be like a recruit.
That's like that recruit that Georgia quarterback that didn't play this year, opted out.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, that's a thing.
Okay.
That's a thing.
I did not know that was how that came about.
Well, that's and then, got to scratch the check and then.
What are you going to do? Take it away from
me? What you going to do? What you want to do, Georgia?
Play Stetson Bennett is what they're going to do.
Come on, Georgia.
Do something. Start something.
Let's go. All right. We are done. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.